CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is GB2RS News. Good morning. It's Sunday the 13th of April 2014. Here are the main news headlines. Better access to interference help. Important changes planned on the 13 and 9 centimetre bands. Ham radio software used in search for flight MH370. All amateurs seeking advice on interference matters can now access the EMC Matters forum via the main RSGB website. The forum permits the airing of EMC issues, discussions and suggestions for possible solutions. The EMC Committee's local volunteer advisers can also access the forum and help RSGB members solve interference cases. In addition, the forum will also provide a means for the EMC committee to gauge the main interference problems affecting amateurs from which a policy can be formulated to address them with the appropriate regulatory or statutory bodies. The forum, which is moderated by the Society, can be found at www.forums.therSGB.org/index.php/forums/EMC matters/. That's the trouble of having to read it out. You will need to register following the online instructions before you can post. So if you put www.forums.therSGB.org, then I'm sure you'll be able to navigate to the right bit. Following a consultation last year, Ofcom has decided it will remove from the amateur radio licence all frequencies in the 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands that overlapped with those plans for award or new civil uses. Specifically, this means 2350 to 2390 and 3410 to 3475 megahertz. Ofcoms will give amateurs at least 12 months' notice of this intention, but will put in place a procedure to remove amateur access to adjacent frequencies if necessary in the future. Amateur users of the 2310 to 2350 MHz bands are requested to register their use with Ofcom and provide contact details. Ofcom has been required by the MOD to ensure that their systems are adequately protected from interference from amateur users in both the release and adjacent bands, and the statement contains guidance from Ofcom with which amateur users must comply with immediate effect. Full details can be found on the Ofcom website. US Navy personnel helping to look for missing Malaysia Air Flight MH370 are using the signal processing and analysis package Spectrum Laboratory by Wolf Boucher, DL4YHF, to analyse recently detected 37.5 kHz pings that may be from the missing plane's flight recorder. The US naval personnel are guests aboard the Australian defence vessel Ocean Shield. The software is the same package amateur radio experiment has used recently to detect transatlantic signals on 29 kHz. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group is pleased to announce that major changes have been put in place for all future Bartag contests. With the help of Mike G0GJV and Pete G4CLA, a robot system of log submission is now in place. Simone M0BOX has volunteered to become the Bartag contest manager. It's extremely important that all entrants to Bartag contests use the robot log submissions, as no other method will be accepted. To upload your log, go to http://bartg.rsgbcc.org/cgi-bin/hfenter.pl, where you can also find information such as the Bartag contest calendar. NOV holders for the 5 megs band will know that these frequencies are on the secondary allocation on the basis of non-interference to other services. During the coming days, there may be temporary increased usage of these frequencies by the primary user. Amateurs must take particular care to ensure a frequency is not in use before calling CQ and vacate any frequency if requested by the primary user. Camber Hams will be operating GS3PYE Portable from the Isle of Lewis, which is IOTA EU 010, between the 26th of April and the 3rd of May. 13 operators will be active on all bands and many modes from 4 metres to 10 to 80 metres, as well as 2 metres to 70 SEMs for satellites and 2 metres and 23 SEMs for EME. The HF bands will be covered by 5 simultaneous stations, whilst the 6 metre and 4 metre stations will have a great take-off towards the rest of the UK and Europe from the island's northern tip in IO 68 Square. 2 metres and 23 SEMs EME will be available with a portable low ERP Yagi system, mainly focused on JT modes. 2 metre and 70 SEMs will be available for portable satellite operations. The group will be active on the major social networks before, during and after the trip. You can check their progress or interact with the operators on their blog, dx.camb-hams.com. Following a 48-hour test last weekend, the FunCube SAT team have concluded that although the battery temper does reduce slightly during full-term transponder operation, it remains within specification. It has been decided that in future, the satellite's transponder should be activated at weekends. The plan is to activate the transponder between 19:30 and 22:30 UTC on Friday evenings and deactivate it 19:30 to 22:30 UTCs on Sunday. During the rest of the week, the transponder will only be available when the satellite is in eclipse, that's to say darkness. The schedule is totally reliant on the availability of command stations, who will do their very best to ensure it's maintained. Nobel laureate Joe Taylor, K1JT, was the guest of honour to reopen the restored 25-metre Dwingeldew radio telescope in the Netherlands. The dish will see some radio amateur use on 23 SEMs. With the renovation complete, the radio telescope will be used by radio amateurs, amateur astronomers and by budding researchers. It has been used for several years by Dutch radio amateurs for EME work, including during the ARRL EME contest. The American time station WWV is now conducting experimental broadcasts on 25 MHz, a frequency they haven't used since 1977. Details http://wp.me/pn3uc-2om. Radio amateurs in Vietnam can now enjoy a wealth of new bands. Use of the 40-metre band has been extended to 7200 kHz, and they also have access to the 30-metre band. They have been permitted to use new frequencies on 80 metres up to 3900 kHz and 160 metres 1.82 megs. Finally, permission has been granted for the new 600-metre band from 472 kHz to 479 kHz. Now for the details of rallies in the up-and-coming week. The Hack Green Bunker Rally will take place today, 13th of April, at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. On sale will be electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. More information from Lucy, 01270623353. The West London Radio and Electronic Show will be held at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road, East Sunbury on Thames, TW165AQ, to date the 13th of April. Free car parking, doors open 10 a.m, disabled visitors from 10 minutes earlier. The event also has a bring and buy as well as the usual trade stands. Details from Paul, M0CJX 08451 650351. Regrettably, the decision has been taken to cancel the 6th South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Rally due to be held today, 13th of April, because of the clash of rally dates resulting in insufficient table bookings to offer a worthwhile rally. The Radars Rally, the surplus sale, will take place on the 20th of April in the Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorks, HG42TP. Doors open 10 a.m, there'll be a talk-in station. Stall holders can have access to the hall from 7:30 a.m. Admission £2. Detail rally@ripon.org.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS or Radcom or the website, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Special events now. GB0STG will be on the air on the 23rd of April, celebrating St George's Day, from the Church of St George and St Mary at Church Gresley in Derbyshire. Activities include Morris dancers, a village quiz, a photographic exhibition, a display by the South Derbyshire Mining Preservation Group, plus many activities in and around the church. GB0STG will be operating on the 40-metre band from around 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and 2 metres and other HF bands, if permission conditions permit. More at www.m0phx.org.uk or GB0STG on qrz.com. GB2SOH will be operated from the Isle of Scalpe, EU010, in the Outer Hebrides from the 27th of April to the 5th of May by Elaine, 2E1BVS, Val G6MML, John G3WFK and Glenn G6HFF. Operation on various HF bands using SSB and PSK31, subject to conditions. It's hoped that some portable SOTA and WAB will also take place during the 2 weeks of activation under their own call signs, weather permitting. DX News Now, LW9EOC will be active as 5JZ0T, or should that be 5JZOT? I think it's 0T, from San Andres Island, IOTA NA033, between the 18th and 25th of April. Operations 10-metre to 80-metre bands, CWSSB and RITI. QSL Home Call. Wolfgang, OE1MWW, will be on holiday at AF024 until the 25th of April. Be operating holiday style as Sugar 79WK with a KX3 and simple antennas. He'll be maritime mobile until the 19th of April when he arrives at Mahé Island. QSL OE1MWW, either direct or bureau, Logbook of the World or EQSL. JA2NQG will operate as JD1AAI from Chichijima Island, AS031 until the 17th of April. QSL JA2NQG direct bureau or JD1AAI. E20HHK portable will be on the air from New Island, AS145, between the 18th and the 20th of April. Buddy YF1AR will be active as stroke zero from Beyung Bezar Island and Lighthouse on OC177 between the 18th and 20th of April. Activity will be mostly 40 metres at night time and 20 metres during the daytime. He plans to operate with a 43-foot vertical antenna on top of the lighthouse. QSL N200. Contest news. Today, the 13th of April, several contests. The first 50 megahertz contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the band. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On the same day, from 1000 to 1600 UTC, the UK microwave group contest runs on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain Data Modes Contest Alto takes place the 13th of April, 1200 to 2200 UTC. This is a new contest. There are separate categories for RITI and PSK31. The exchange's signal report, RSQ, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 4th of May. Full details of the rules and log sheets may be obtained from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.co.uk. The first OKOM DXSSB contest ends today at 1200 UTC, having been on the go for 24 hours. The exchange's signal report and serial number with Czech and Slovak stations, also sending their three-letter county code. See http://okomdx.crk.cz. Tuesday sees the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest take place 1900 and 2130 UTC. Sorry, that's between 1900 and 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On the 18th, it's the term of the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championships, running from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. April the 19th sees the EU Spring Sprint take place from 1600 to 2000 UTC, 3.5 to 14 megs bands in each sprint, you engage in some band hopping to make the most of changing conditions. Using SSB only, the exchange is both call signs, serial number and name. The IRTS 2-meter counties contest takes place on Easter Monday, 1300 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report serial number with EI and GI stations giving their county as well. Normally now we'd have the solar report, but there's a note here, due to unforeseen circumstances, not been possible to include solar report with this edition of GB2RS. The information will be put on the RSGB website at the earliest opportunity. We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. News now on GB2RS from the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Midland Amateur Radio Society is at the West London and Electronics Show at Kempton Park today. On Wednesday, there's training classes, hot cross buns, tea, coffee and fun. Details from Norman, GBHE07808078003. Withal Radio Club is at the West London Radio and Electronics Show at Kempton Park today also, and has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. On Monday there's a Morse class at 7:45 and preparation for the Easter contest from 8:30. The 80-meter club championship contest SSB leg is on Wednesday 8 p.m. and the Easter contest begins on Thursday at 10 a.m. continuing until Monday the 21st at 8 p.m. Friday sees a Nimbles night in the shack from 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday, 145.375 megs, from 8 p.m. Friday sees the second round of the 2-meter DF Trophy. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. Frisclean and East Lincolnshire Communications Club has its SSB group net on Monday from 7:30, 144.285 megs USB. Wednesday sees the M3 and M6 group net on GB3FR from 7:30, and the monthly open top net band on more or less 1.946 megs from 10 p.m. More information from Ron G7ZRT 07534624559. South Birmingham Radio Society is holding a committee meeting on Monday at 8 p.m. Tuesday, the regular coffee meeting morning, in the shack from 11 a.m. and on Thursday, the training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and Friday, there is no meeting. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting from 7:15 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday sees an open net at give or take 70.475 megahertz. On Saturday it's the Alvecote Marina Narrow Boat Floating Market event. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is meeting for lunch on Tuesday. On Thursday there's a presentation by M0OLO on taking over a light beam. More information from Derek Tom, G3NKS 01242241099. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest in the shack from 7:30 on Tuesday. Wednesday sees shack activities from 7:30 p.m. and a natter night from 8:15 at the BSA Club. The club net is Thursday, 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. And Saturday sees the regular new licensee mentoring and Saturday surgery. More from Pamrose, G4STO 01427788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 1296 Megs UK Activity Contest Tuesday, along radio operation and projects. On Saturday, there's a video about vintage electronics by Mike G8CTJ. Contact Steve G8LYB 01788578940. Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club monthly is holding a committee meeting on Thursday. The weekly club meeting on Friday will be a preparation for field day. Details from Neil M0NJJ, neilm0njj@gmail.com. back to the traditional date order. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is closed. On Monday, Stratford-upon-Avon District Radio Society is having an introduction to the Raspberry Pi by Clive, G0CHO. Contact Clive, G0CHO, 01608664488. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has a video show. Contact Richard Buckby, radio at dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is holding an open discussion. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Still on Tuesday, Loughborough District Radio Club is holding a computer workshop. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. Wednesday, Southcote Stephen Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550. Also, Wednesday, Telford District Amateur Radio Society is testing winter projects. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299677. Wednesday still, Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is taking part in the 80-metre CCSSB contest and holding a discussion evening. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, email secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. Also Thursday, Frisk near East Lincolnshire Communications Club is holding an open AM net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. More from Ron, G7ZRT, 0753 462 4559. And the last entry for this week, on Saturday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is holding a plug and play day at Bar Beacon Plug. More information from Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906 905071. And that's it for another week.